The stock markets of the world have gone bipolar this last week, with movements of over 400 points or more in both directions, up and down, leaving investors scratching their heads wondering just what's going on. Are we headed for another 50% haircut in the Dow, or is this just another correction in an otherwise normal market? One has to wonder what kind of market we are in when just last year the Dow dropped 900 points in a little under 5 minutes during what was called the flash crash, and now we see a whole week of this violently yo-yoing, leaving the investors in the world wide-eyed and shell-shocked. What's causing these violent movements, and what should investors do? What's causing these wild swings is anyone's guess, really. Markets are just the sum of the beliefs of all the millions of players in it, and those players run the gamut from mom-and-pop IRA holders to huge brokerage conglomerates using hyper-fast trading computers, churning millions of shares in a microsecond. This mishmash of stock buyers and sellers makes up the Dow's movements, and what the sum is of all these players is anyone's guess. But we can point to certain recent news items that probably contributed to more of a negative bias, as these violent market swings don't happen in positive economic environments, but are more apt to occur when markets start to turn down. The S&P rating downgrade of U.S. debt didn't help, as well as the problems surfacing in Europe, with a multitude of countries in over their heads in debt promises. With the latest economic data coming out from Washington not all that rosy, the U.S. economy seems to be rolling over into possibly another recession, and with all the news pointing to just too much debt everywhere, it's overshadowing any positive news that may arise. Investors are realizing it's possible the recovery we saw in the last 2 years wasn't really a recovery, but a juiced stock market stimulated through government bailouts. Banks received billions in taxpayer and printed money. That's debt, by the way. And now that the bills are coming due, the governments of the world are just borrowing more to pay off its prior commitments. This constant method of paying down of old debt with just more new debt is really not a recipe for a sustainable recovery, if there was to be one. And with the central banks of the world offering nothing new in the solution, mom-and-pop investor may be beginning to see the emperor really is naked and just covering up his modesty with more IOUs. Joe Sixpack, meanwhile, is still out of work, and the cost of his hamburgers are still going up. The so-called solutions his government is coming up with just seems to make the banks more money. So while Joe struggles to feed his family, the bank CEOs just get bigger bonuses. The result of this strange world we live in, where the money masters get richer, why the plebs get poor, is making for a loss of confidence in the populace, and now that's being reflected in the stock market. It's come to the point where unless the governments of the world support the markets with more debt, stocks of the world go down. Instead of fundamentals driving the markets, it's now just a crapshoot on whether the central banks print up some more funny money every time the stock market tanks. If they don't, the markets fall. If they do, a rally takes place. Being in such a skewed and manipulated stock market is getting old and tiresome for many investors, watching their retirement money go up and down weekly. And if you're one of them, perhaps it may be time to get out of stocks and just sit in cash. Cash may not go up, but it certainly won't go down either. And if it's peace of mind you're looking for, you might consider cashing out to plain old cash and waiting until the investing world returns to some semblance of normalcy, which in my opinion won't be anytime soon. That's it for this edition of Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions only and may not necessarily represent those of this station, its staff, members, or underwriters. You can hear more Money Matters at moneymanagementradio.com, or if you have questions, send me an email at mark@moneymanagementradio.com. My name is Mark Cunaberti.